Okay, so first of all, how much does student council actually go into the planning process of a dance like homecoming?
So really, we plan the whole dance, from the decorations to the DJ and the ticket taking. We have the help of the administration who help with like security and bag checks and stuff. But really, we're behind most all of it, at least to my knowledge.
At least to your knowledge. Well, I mean, you're on student council, so I feel like
you have
a good...
Yeah, I mean, we put up the decorations, we pay for the DJ, we hire and pay for the DJ out of our funds. There isn't a whole lot more that goes into the dance than that. Those are the main things.
Yeah.
And we find the supervising teachers and ask them to come.
So is there anything that's like super important to planning a dance, or is it just kind of just a bunch of little things that are like, okay, we need to, you know, find a DJ that'll play?
So we have different committees that work on different aspects of the dance, but so we have really key is finding a DJ, mm-hmm. which usually doesn't take too long, and then we have a decorations committee that plans out what kind of theme they want to have. Then they work together to find decorations. And then the day of the dance, that Saturday morning, a bunch of us get together at the school and we put up the decorations and plan and make sure everything is how it should be before the dance.
Okay. And in terms of having a dance, what would be like the gains and the drawbacks of having one for the school?
So really, the dances are hosted as events for the student body. Kids like them. Kids have fun. It gives kids an opportunity, to do something with their peers outside of school, work proper. It's also, we do raise funds, so we charge fees to get in and stuff, ticket fees, and it expands our student council budget so that we can do service projects throughout the year. We donate money oftentimes to charities that we pick later in the year. So we raise funds with it. It's a fundraiser. But it also just provides an opportunity for other students.
Okay, and then do those kind of profits, do they just go outwards, or do they come back and be able to fund future events in VHS?
So the funds, we take in this money, and then we decide how we want to use it later. So sometimes, say we're going to have the dance for St. Jude Children's Hospital, mm-hmm. the proceeds would go there. But otherwise, we would take in the money and then later decide how we want to spend it, which can include reinvesting in other school events or dances mm-hmm. that we have in the future.
Okay, and then do you have like a, are you allowed to like give a ballpark estimate as how much profit a school makes for a dance like homecoming, considering that just about every person is there?
Yeah, so the attendance really helps us bring in the money, but we have expenses. The expenses run, I'd say, sometimes somewhere around a couple $1,000s. The DJ is our primary expense.
Mm-hmm.
But then the returns usually run around, I guess I don't really know about usually. I know that this past time.
Yeah, like just this past year, for example.
To my knowledge, we brought in a couple thousand profit.
So it's not too bad.
After the expenses, we should still have a few thousand.